6:30 in the morning, Playhouse of the Morning, Y94, as we dive into the Love Doctors.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you. No pills gonna cure my ill. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, you can always submit these love problems on the Playhouse page at Y94.com, and we'll tackle them here on the show. Love doctors, you are the love gurus. I've been fighting with my girlfriend because she spent quite a bit more on my Christmas gift this year than I did on hers, and she's mad for like a week and a half now. She's acting like I owe her something, like I should buy her an additional gift to supplement. We never discuss budgets. Is it really my fault she spent hundreds and I spent like $40? I was happy with the gift I bought her. I thought it was perfectly fine, but she seems really butthurt about it. What do I do?
Got to remember that for next year. Next year, then you can go all out. Yeah, discuss it maybe. But she can't be mad at you.
Agreed.
It's Christmas. Like, that's crazy if you're going to look at it. Well, I spent this much on you, and you spent this only this much on me.
But there is, like, times when you should not cheap out on gift giving.
Like, did she buy you a car, and you bought her...
Well, it says hundreds. She spent hundreds, and he spent $40. So not a car, but let's just say it was like a video game system. You know, if you got somebody a PS5 or whatever it is, PlayStation 52, for all I know, and you got $40 worth of stuff.
Does it say how long they've been together?
Nope, doesn't say.
Well,
that's a good point,
like,
too, though.
Because usually when you're in a relationship after time, you can kind of generally have an idea of what the other is going to spend. I think there's nothing you can do about it now. I mean, just... step up for next year.
Or maybe you start taking her, like, get some to-go food. Try to smooth things over that way.
So do you think he needs to give, like, the, I'm sorry I didn't spend more present, like an additional gift or no?
No additional gift, but, like, do some couple date nights.
Yeah, date nights is never a bad idea. Let's grab this one. Love doctors. Love doctors. You're the love gurus. My friend has been divorced for about 10 years. She has not had a lot of luck dating. I, on the other hand, have plenty of luck, and I date all the time. No keepers, but lots of fun guys. Her luck changed recently when she started seeing this guy. She raved about him. He's good looking. He has a successful business. We all met up for coffee last night, but I knew him right away. About a year ago, my company did some work with his company, and we had a brief fling, and we definitely hooked up a few times. We both acted like we didn't know each other, but it was awkward because we each did. They just started dating, and I'm wondering, do I tell my friend I've hooked up with this new guy that she's finally excited to be with?
Yes, 100% you have to tell her. Otherwise, it just gets awkward. And I mean, you know, we're in a smallish area. You're bound to run into hookups and stuff like that. And especially if you've dated a lot, I would make sure that she knows going forward. I don't think it's going to change anything. But at least she knows. And he's probably told her. Hopefully he has.
I say absolutely not. Don't tell her yet. Let things run its course and see how the relationship goes. If they end up working out, then maybe you could say it. But wait for the right time. Don't do it too soon because you might just ruin it.
But what if he tells the friend and then she's like, why hasn't she told me yet?
You play stupid. Like, you didn't really recognize him or whatever, maybe, if you wanted to.
You could play it off. Or you could just say,
that night.
I wanted you to... see how things would work out with you and him because he's not right for me.
That's actually pretty sage advice. Have you been in the situation a lot or what? It actually
maybe.
It kind of seems like, you know, from experience.
You just got to wait for the right time.
All right. Actually, I really like what both of you said. And love doctors, you're the love gurus. I thought I was doing something sweet, but it backfired on me. And maybe I was all wrong the entire time. I got my girlfriend's name tattooed on my chest for our one-year anniversary, which happens to be just before Christmas. My mistake was building up to the gift I took my shirt off to show her. She thought that was all she was getting for the holidays and got really quiet. I did get her other presents, but this was something special to show how much I loved her. When I showed it to her, I could tell something was wrong. She didn't say much, and she made up an excuse that she had to get to work soon. 5 hours later, she texted me and said she wanted to break up. She thought we were moving too fast. I thought it must be the tattoo. I asked her if it was. She said yes. She thought that was an insane thing to do. She thought it was too much of a gesture. Just a few days ago, she said she loved me, and now she wants nothing to do with me. I don't get it. Is a tat a deal breaker? Am I supposed to just let this relationship leave? Now that I have Carrie tattooed across my chest, what do I do? That would suck. That would really suck.
I always say never get anyone's name tattooed on you, whether they were only together a year or you're together 50 years. Names tattooed, bad, bad move. I think it, you kind of jinx yourself by doing it. You're going to have to get that covered up.
Yeah. Or just, I'm trying to think of a way that he can make himself seem less crazy.
The bridges. You like, already crossed that bridge.
Maybe he could say that, yeah, I got your name tattooed, but they offered me like a really good deal at the shop. And the guy said, hey, it's easy to change if things don't work out. Like, I don't know if there's any way that you could make it seem like a casual thing that you did.
Here's what you do. You say, here, you don't know the whole story. I was just messing with you a little bit. You go get an additional tattoo of the word Underwood.
Stop.
And you just say, I want to show you the rest of the tattoo. Not only am I dating you, but I'm a huge Carrie Underwood fan. Just really love Carrie Underwood.
That's the best idea.
Yeah, I don't think that's a bad move at all. I don't think you should ever do anyone's tattoos. I think if it's like your child or something, by all means, get their name tattooed on if you want to. But God, when it comes to significant others, especially early in a relationship like that, that is a dangerous move.
Yeah.
And, like, and if you've never even like talked about it, maybe like I could get if you guys were both. As much as I don't like name tattoos, if you both were like, let's get each other's name.
Yeah.
Like that type of thing. Or he is saying, like, I'm going to get your name just to show everybody how much I love you.
Like, have you and Steven talked about getting names tattooed?
Matching tattoos? We actually got them over the weekend.
Are you kidding me?
I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God.
No.
She's not.
Did you get a tattoo?
No,
we didn't. With your boyfriend
of
4 weeks?
We did not get matching
Good
tattoos.
Oh, God.
I need to see your arms later. I don't know.
Why do you think I'm wearing a cardigan?
You got long sleeves on today. Well, maybe you're just a huge Taylor Swift fan.
Yeah, that's it.
Hashtag cardigan.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.